The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
What a great, great, beautiful morning here in the Twin Cities.
And well, the whole week.
The whole week, but I am Gene Ketchum.
Hot. It's a little hot, but I'm a little hot. Oh, and I am C. Suzanne Bates, and I'm going martini jump skydiving this afternoon, I'm so excited.
And are you taking me with you?
No.
Come on, yes, you are.
Of course I am.
Remember, I'm the skydiver. You're the martini person.
Yeah.
I'm in charge today. I'm in charge of the skydive.
I know. You get so bossy around the skydive. It's like queen skydiver here.
I know. Well, get over it.
You're just so special. I can hardly get over it.
I know. Well, hey, are you going to the fair?
I am going to the fair, although I really am not a huge fan of the fair. I mean, I don't like to smell greasy and get all stinky and dirty pee.
You don't sneak around and eat all that fried foods?
No, I don't.
You don't sneak and do it?
No, I don't. I hate it. It makes me want to barf. It's like if I could stick my finger down my throat, I might eat more. But I heard that wasn't very good.
So what are you going to do there? What are you going to do?
Well, there's I'm a horse person. I mean,
we
all know that.
We all know that.
Yes.
Every week.
But on Friday night, there's a jumper steak class. It's going to be a really good class. So if you're at the fair on Friday night, I think it starts at 6:30, go to the Hippodrome. I don't even think they call it the Hippodrome anymore, but you get my drift. The Coliseum, and watch the jumper steak. It's very exciting.
Okay, whom are you making this colossal sacrifice?
For,
because this is really very not your thing.
Well, the horse show is and everything, but I did say, it's one of my great expectation dates. Yeah, you know. So
we have tons of people interested in that.
I know. It's like every time I tell a woman that I am going to do something with its great expectations. Women are so... I hope the men out there realize there are some great women at Great Expectations, too. I mean, it's a very classy place, and they do a wonderful job of setting you up so that you really feel confident going out. And then they screen. I mean, it's just so... When I went on Match, I nearly had a nervous breakdown because...
I know.
It was just too much.
And it was a lot of work, wasn't it?
Oh, it was ridiculous amount of work, but... I met a very nice gentleman, and I'm going to go to the fair,
and we don't repeat names?
No, we don't repeat names, and it's really none of your damn business.
No, everything's my business.
Oh, well.
With you.
So you think, anyway.
No, it's true.
Oh, it's true.
You know it's true.
Yeah, I kind of do. But nobody will go out with me if they think that. So
I know,
you have
I
to
know.
Cool your jets.
I know. We can't talk about that.
All right. And this month in August, we are exploring bravery. How do you get to be brave? What is it? What makes you brave? What does it mean to be brave? I mean, when do you have to be brave? How do we instill the ability to be brave in our kids and our grandkids? I mean, it's really during our lives, there will come a time in everyone's life where they need to be brave.
Because you get terrified of things. I think it's really important to admit your fears and what you're really afraid of. And then and that's important to start dealing with them. Like, I'm really afraid of bugs, as you know, and scared to death of bugs. But I can't seem to get over that, my fear for that. But I've also, on the other hand, conquered my fear of snakes.
Oh, sorry.
I can take a snake, but I can't take a bug.
When do you ever take a snake? Where are there no snakes around?
I have seen snakes in Florida.
You have not.
I have too. I am not making that up.
Oh, I think you're full of it. I've never seen a snake down there. Well, anyway, well, I'm proud of you if that is the truth. But I've seen you around bugs, and it's just bizarre. So
very scary.
But you know, I used to be afraid of getting getting shots, and I felt like such a. I just felt inadequate that I was really didn't have the courage to go in and get a shot at my age. It was a really very empowering, and I know it sounds really weeny, but Transcend Medispa just puts me at ease, and I relax, and she's so good out there. Everyone out there is so good. She's great.
I'm getting ready to go next week, so I'll talk about it next weekend. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm going to have mine done next week.
Well, and she's in Hudson and in Shakopee.
Oh, yes.
And so, depending on where you live, I would really highly recommend, if you have any issues with wrinkles, going in to Transcend Medispa. And
okay, go to agingbutdangerous.com and check out our latest blog. Suzanne just wrote a fabulous blog that's on there this week and about her kissable lips. And sign up for our August giveaways. We have some great giveaways.
Well, if you didn't talk about the dirty little secrets.
Oh, that's right.
You blew it. Yeah. Okay. The dirty little secrets that we all love to hear and will help enrich your life, they're coming up. So stay tuned. Don't go away. That's all I was going to say. So,
okay. And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Flory Summers, and she is going to – she's one of our first skydivers, and she's going to talk a little bit about skydiving, a little bit about what she's facing now in her life.
She's very special. And if you knew what she'd been through, I mean, she's – and it's a crazy story. That's worth staying tuned for, too. You can't leave. Whoever right. you are out there, do not leave us. You will be very sad if you do. Okay, we have had a hot week in the old Twin Cities. So what was your air conditioning, Miss Jean Ketchum, set on?
72.
Okay, well –
just at night.
Well –
whenever.
You're wrong. You're wrong again. I mean, that's just, okay, so here's the deal with air conditioners and with is that in New York City, they did this study, and 78 degrees is the temperature that you can be comfortable. My kids keep their house so cold. I can't even go over there. It's so cold. It's ridiculous. But every degree after 78, your utility bill goes up 6%.
Wow.
Every degree.
That's amazing.
So 72, I mean, first of all, think of the extra money, A. And B, it's our planet. It's a carbon footprint. It's our responsibility as citizens to not be so indulgent. I mean, if you're going to be indulgent, just buy some good wine.
You can talk until you're blue in the face because I'm not changing the air conditioning. So
okay,
when it gets to that 77, boy, that's when I am like, there it goes on. When it's really weird. My body at 77 just like reacts.
Well, I can tell you're not doing your part for humanity. So I can't be your friend
you
anymore.
You can do my part. Do you ever sweat down there?
Down where? Oh, you mean like my crotch? Is that what you're trying to say? Well, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, everybody sweats down there. All right, this is what we just learned the other day.
I have a hot hoo-ha?
Yeah, you have a hot hoo-ha. Okay, your pubic area is covered in the same type of glands that you have in your underarms, and they secrete the sweat and oils when you get hot and nervous. So, I mean, isn't that interesting? I mean, it's like the same glands. So you need to switch to 100% cotton underpants, or you need to wax or shave to remove the pubic hair. Now that could be kind of, you know, that could hurt. And you need to try applying a natural aluminum-free underarm deodorant such as Arm & Hammer Essentials Natural Deodorant from your local health food store. And you should put it in the creases of your legs, which I don't get that, and outside your vulva. And that's where you should put it. Now, if this doesn't help, then you may have a rare condition that is
Just go to your doctor if this
doesn't help. Go to your doctor, go to your dermatologist. And in severe cases, Suzanne, Botox injections can help decrease activity of these glands and solve the sweat. So Botox for everything.
But, you know, I think a lot of people do have those issues, but who talks about it?
Right.
I mean, so, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing it with the fair and the hot weather. That could come in handy for people. All right. You're listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Bioidentical hormones are tricky issues. A lot of women feel that natural hormone is no or low risk. Many bioidentical hormones are in cream form, so women think it's a lot safer than the pill. This is absolutely not true. The risk of taking bioidentical hormones is the same as regular HRT. There's a reason for that prescription. Having said that, I find that bioidentical hormones are easier to titrate to the lowest dose that treat the symptoms of menopause. Like HRT, bioidentical hormones should be used only to treat the symptoms of menopause. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to the show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. This afternoon, we're going to be skydiving. I am so jazzed. I can't tell you. I know we've been talking about it today a lot, but we're excited. We should be talking about it. And our guest today, oh my gosh, she has such a great story about overcoming fear and being brave. And we just... Aren't we blessed to be able to have women like this that we can be around?
Yes, we are, very much. And our guest today is Flory Summers. Flory was one of our original skydivers the very first time. And Flory is a teacher in the Minneapolis Public Schools. She teaches 7th and 8th graders English and Spanish, and she also coaches basketball.
You really have to be brave to teach 7th and 8th graders. I'd be like, do you wear a helmet, Flory?
My kids are great. My kids are really great.
Oh, okay, Flory, tell us the big question of the day. What made you decide to skydive?
What made me decide to skydive would seems wildly unconnected to skydiving at all. I decided to skydive. I had a phobia. Over the years, I developed a phobia of driving on the highway because I'd suffered a couple panic attacks related to that. And so I'd completely given up, but I had an even greater terror of heights. And so when I saw the ABD thing about skydiving advertised in August, the thought crossed my mind. If I faced my greatest terror, I couldn't even imagine myself jumping out of an airplane. But if I did something like that and just... whatever, what I thought would be the the worst panic attack of all time. Would I be able to get back on the highway? And my motivation for driving on the highway had been, I learned to live with not driving the highway for years and even made a game out of it. It would be like, well, I'm going on a road trip. And I looked at it like I was going the back roads that people don't go, and I'd even pack up CDs for the trip. It could take me a good hour and a half, 2 hours to get to Invergrove Heights from Minneapolis. And I was okay with it, but my son had just finished ninth grade, and he was in a baseball tournament. I had to take him to baseball tournaments in the suburbs, and he wasn't so excited about an hour and a half trip to a game.
imagine that.
Yeah, and the music that I wanted to listen to all the during that. And so, but he tolerated it. He tolerated it. But one Saturday, it happened to be Aquitennial, and he was supposed to be starting in a tournament game, and it was Aquitennial. It was worse. Everywhere I went, I was stuck in traffic, and it became clear that we were not going to make it to the game on time, and he was going to be benched instead. And he was so gracious about it. And he said, you know, Mom, I really think you could do it, and you just don't believe in yourself. I think you could do it. And so I made a commitment to myself, I have to get back on the highway. And that's what I was doing, is looking for ways to get myself back on. And that's why the ABD, the skydiving, and the, as far-fetched as it seemed, the idea that if I jumped out of a plane, then I could conquer the highway.
I know, but that is so great, because that's exactly what we tell people. We tell your story all the time, Flory, and that, you know, it did help you overcome so many things. Now, I want to know, because, you know, I'm a skydiver, too, and I know how I feel when I'm up there in that plane. How did you feel when you actually got in the plane and it was going up to that 13,000
feet? Yeah, but you don't mind heights.
I know, that's true. That's what I tell everybody.
It's a really different perspective.
Yeah, if I was afraid of heights, I'm not sure I would have done it. But
what
you?
There are a couple things too, because it did become, and it's a really good journey, I think, to be able to face I'll have the worst panic attack, but because I know about panic attacks, I won't die. It's just going through the fear. But a couple of things that I was doing before, one of the things that's erroneous, and it's kind of how we play takes in our head, I would lie in my bed and try to imagine what it was going to be like on the plane, and I feel my heart palpitating and all of that with, you know, how am I going to get through this panic attack? And it occurred to me, this is not reality. You are just on your bed in your
You're
bedroom.
Just laying on your bed.
This isn't real. And right. A day before I went to jump, I had a yoga class. And in that class, she was talking about staying in the present moment, staying in the present moment. And so on the plane, and then one other thing helped me. They had to stop our jumping for a little while because of wind. And I had a perfect doubt. I could go and tell people, hey, it wasn't me that didn't jump. The plane stopped, and we didn't know if they'd ever start it again. And it gave me a chance to recommit that, no, I really, really wanted to do it. And so I recommitted, and then when I got on that plane, I stayed right in the moment.
Present.
And as the plane, normal for me, if it was accelerating, my heart would have been ratcheting up too, but I just stayed with the reality is at this moment, at the second, I'm just sitting here, the person in front of me is just sitting here. Mm-hmm. And so actually, I really looked forward to it. I'm a natural birther, and it's called getting to a 10 if you want to do it without drugs. And I thought I had to get to that where you're sitting with your legs dangling out over the plane. I made it to a 10. I have to go. Because the only thing I wanted more was not to get out of it, but to do it. But I have to say this. Not only, I didn't even have a minor panic attack. Nothing.
Okay.
The free fall was great. The parachuting was great.
Well, that's all. Okay.
How was the landing?
Well, the landing's the easiest part. All you do, they tell you to put your feet up, and then I didn't even know what the landing. It was so soft that the tandem, the person that we're with, who jumps with us, he's the one that puts his feet down on the ground, and he was an expert at it. And I just had my feet up, and it was so smooth.
Yes,
are we even on the ground? Yeah.
That's exactly how I want us to get that message across, Flory, is that everybody's concerned about the landing, and the landing is the easiest part, because you just sit down on your rear and lift your legs up, and he guides you, and so that is so, so easy. Now, Flory, you've got some other things going on in your life. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year. I had a double mastectomy in March, and there were complications from the surgery, so I had another long surgery eight or nine days later, and then they had thought that they caught it early enough and I wouldn't have to have chemo, but I have with cancer, so I've been going chemo. And one of the things about going through chemo, and I think some of these things are facing it, is knowing I was going to lose my hair, which is something that was, I'm not adventurous with hair. I have the same hairstyle for about 25 years. I have really long brown hair.
Yes.
And I thought, God, chemo's going to be so hard. Couldn't I at least just go through it with as me? You know, the night before, I was going to have my head shaved on a Friday, and I had a wig ready. And the night before, I was just crying with myself in my car, wailing, like, couldn't I just do this? The next morning, I had it shaved, and I thought, I'm going to force myself to look. And I found instead that I liked it. I liked myself bald. By the third day, I thought, I could do something for a variety once in a while, but I decided, no, I'm just going almost every... I mean, I'm going to go bald almost all the days that I'm... And I found a beauty in the baldness.
Well, and Flory, I think one of the things you said to me when we were talking about this, you said, I want to go through it as me. And I thought that was such a great thing to say. I mean, it's just you.
Talk about brave.
Yeah, and it's you, whether you have hair or not, you're going through it just as you. And then tell us about the eyes.
I realized when I looked in the mirror, it was never about the hair, that I am me. And then the eyes, without that long hair, I never saw my eyes that the same way. But then when I looked in the mirror, I was drawn to my eyes. And one of the things, I was kind of intrigued by my own eyes. Like if they say eyes are a window to the soul, my eyes seemed to be communicating something to me that I really wanted, was kind of intrigued by. And what I was realizing was, when you've lived in the world for a while, we've done a lot of hard things. There's things that have come up that we've had to go through, and really chemo is not the hardest thing that I've gone through, and I'm sure that's true for many people. And my eyes were communicating me this calm or this kind of wisdom of, you got this, you've been through harder things, you got this. And it really, I felt this the day before I started chemo, and I have to say, it really changed the way I look through myself going through chemo, that, you know, I just felt this calm that I saw in my eyes, and this fact that I found a different kind of beauty in my baldness, that I just found that beauty there.
See, so. That is so wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that is just so wonderful.
We really admire your spirit. I think that's the thing that we would all, I would certainly hope that I would have that. Of course, your head's a lot better looking than mine. Mine looks like I fell off a truck when I was born or something.
But we saw you the other night, Flory, and hadn't seen you for a while, and we just thought you looked so great. But, you know, like, and of course, you didn't have any hair, but like Suzanne was saying, you know, it's like, it's not always, you know, every time you see somebody without hair, you think, well, they've got cancer, they've had chemo or whatever, but it's not always that, you know, it can be that.
Alopecia, or something.
So, do you have people approach you, or is it hard for you to go out into public without, you know, with your shaved head?
No, not at all. I mean, I usually forget about it, but kind of the opposite has happened. People, strangers, do come up to me and they'll compliment me on my dress or my scarf or my earrings. A couple of days ago, a woman stopped her car to say, oh, "I just got to tell you, I love your." But I've had these clothes, I've had my clothes and my scarves and my earrings for quite a while. That never happened before. And what I think is that I think there's this, what's really good in people, but there's an affirming that people, there's something in them that draws people to affirm, and there's something I think maybe in being comfortable with oneself too, and this is just how I am at this time, but it seems like a very good mutual connection between people. So it's been very supportive.
Good. That is so good to hear.
So would you recommend this? Would you recommend people go skydiving? Let's just say you're on the fence or you've thought, oh, I'd like to do that, but you don't really have. I mean, well, what's your recommendation here, Flory?
It's one of the thinking of the day. I'm watching the planes go ahead, and in my mind, it is one of the best things that I have ever done. It's definitely one of the best things that I have ever done, and it stays when you think about just moments, especially with cancer. You start thinking back on your life and that, and what are the things that jump out to you, and skydiving, because I think it carries over into other areas of our lives, and we
start
to see ourselves a little differently and away from the tapes we played about our fears or our weaknesses in our head.
Yes.
Well, you're an amazing woman. We do love you, and we are with you on this, and you will have our blessings as you go forward. And when you get well, you have to come back and jump again.
Are you going to come out on Saturday, Flory?
Well, I was taking my son to college.
That's right.
So he'll be starting a new adventure.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. We have loved having you, and I think there's going to be a lot of people out there that have listened to you that you will have helped.
Well, as ABD has helped me, and I think that's what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you, Florrie.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, well, this time of year, everybody is taking these little trips. People are taking their kids back to college. And Oasis Travel, who's one of our sponsors, who's affiliated with world-class travel leaders. You think those are enough titles in there?
They sound good to me.
Well, Wendy is so good at what she does.
Yes, she
is.
And
so if you need, and we're putting together some really great trips that are going to be coming up, mm-hmm. but if you need things in between, go on the Aging But Dangerous website and click on Oasis Travel, and you will get such personal, caring service. And she can get you some really good deals.
Yes,
we all
want
to save a little money because mm-hmm. then you can buy like some stuff when you're
some more
gone.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Also, Higher Brain Living. We just had a quote from one of our members that said that is taking the class, and she says that she's had very interesting business opportunities that's been coming her way. Her clarity on relationships has been a lot better. Some of her relationships have fallen away. Some of them, she's got new relationships. And the existing ones are more peaceful. And that is exactly what I find that I am. You know, I am just much more peaceful, and I'm much more clearer thinking. And I love this Higher Brain Living. Go to our website. Click on Higher Brain Living. They have free seminars. That's the most important thing to know. And you can sign up in Hudson, in Wayzata, or Minneapolis.
And you really have to see it.
You have to see
it. It's crazy that you can't believe that you can't explain it, but
right.
That's the truth.
Because it's scientific. It's scientific data.
Right.
And everyone, please, please don't forget to tell our sponsors that you've heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We
yeah.
really want you to mention us.
And then make that sizzling sound because our sponsors really get off on that. You know, like, oh, no, that sounds like a hissing sound. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll be working.
Sounds like your cat story.
Yeah, I'll be working on that. All right, and our drawing right now is for you and two of your friends and us for lunch at Loring Kitchen at the east end of Loring Park. And they have free valet parking. How could you beat that? So go on our website, sign up, and it's going to be really fun. And also then the vibrator this month.
We have a fabulous little vibrator.
I know. What more do you need to say?
Yeah, we've had more people sign up for that than anything.
I know.
Beautiful, well-designed little vibrator.
From Touch.
Touch Boutique out in Eden Prairie.
And it is the most popular thing we've ever had. All right, and go to Facebook.com / Aging But Dangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. We have over 1,000 likes now. We are so grateful for everyone doing that. But don't stop and tell your friends because it's very important.
Okay.
And this afternoon.
Skydive today. Yeah, women falling out of the sky in red t-shirts. Oh, my gosh. 50 and over. We've got a good group, and they are so excited they can hardly stand it. This is going to be at Westside Skydivers. It's 1 hour west of the Minneapolis area. And it's today, this afternoon, and we're going to have hamburgers and martinis. You're going to be serving martinis.
Well, I'm not serving martinis.
I think you should.
What do you want me to wear, a little bunny tail or something? I don't think so.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
So it's going to be at high noon, and come out and see us. Even if you're not jumping, support our Aging But Dangerous jumpers.
Well, it is a very, very special event, so it's well worth hanging out with us. Because we're special. I've been telling everybody that my whole life. All right. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates exploring the brave person we all are capable of being on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they set their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, That's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.